Continuing coverage of the Success Village Saga now
on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Looks like there's been a lot of moving parts at Success Village. And for those of you who are not familiar, Success Village is a 924 sprawling complex, a 924-unit complex between Bridgeport and Stratford. And it has been going through some serious issues of hot water and heat, lack of both of them since the beginning of this year. And so in late September, a judge ruled that there needed to be a receivership in place. And that receiver is attorney Barry Knott. And boy, has he been busy these last couple of months. He joins us now to give us the very latest. Attorney Knott, welcome back to the show. I saw a lot of pictures actually coming from residents at Success Village. It seems like another boiler on property. It's hard for me to keep track of which one is which. And so kind of take us through the last few weeks. There's been a lot of moving parts, as I mentioned.
Yeah, I'm laughing now because it's hard for me. It's hard for me to keep track of what's going on over
right?
there.
Right? There's just a lot happening. But I mean, you're I got to say, though, Attorney Knott, you're making strides faster than certainly the former, I want to call it administration, but the former co-op board was making. And so, I mean, in 2 months' time, for the first time this past weekend, we had residents saying they had consistent hot water. Some saying it was too hot, but I think to myself, well, that's a whole lot different. And the heat coming back on, not needing space heaters. I mean, this is the first time for some of these people that they've been able to do this in 6 months. It's amazing.
Right. Well, we've made a lot of progress, and we've had a lot of success since last time I spoke to you. There has been hot water to all units, with sporadic exceptions, since October 31st, and there's been heat since November 15th. However, having said that, there are steam leaks in crawl spaces under many of the buildings. There's, as you indicated, the hot water is too hot in some units. We're trying to control that. A lot of places where radiators had been removed because of the installation of these so-called mini-split units now have a problem because there's steam coming out of the floor where the radiators used to be. We've identified, there are very few of those places. However, there are some which we have to address. We've compiled a list of the units with no heat, lack of heat, or hot water that needs to be controlled, and our HVAC people are approaching those on a case-by-case basis.
Does it seem like a small amount of that, Attorney Knott, only before we continue? Okay, so when you look at 924 units, I mean, ballpark, are we looking at like a dozen, a couple dozen? It's a small amount?
No. It's more than that, but less than 10%.
Okay, all right.
About 8% of the units have these sporadic problems. Either the hot water is too hot, and they've got problems with. Some people, believe it or not, the newer people never learned how to use the radiators. These are radiators that go back to the 40s. So.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. But again, you're talking about the majority of the complex, though. They're living the way they should have been living. I mean, when they pay $500 a month to live there, they're finally, you know, living with, you know, the things that they should be getting, which is hot water and heat.
Yeah, just so you know what's there now. We got two of the old boilers that have been condemned by the state, operational again, approved by the state, and they, together with two new temporary boilers that are located near the boiler room, are providing the heat and hot water that I just referenced. In the meantime, the first of two permanent boilers, replacement boilers, have been delivered as of yesterday, and the second one is coming next week. So those have been secured. The one that's on site has been secured, and installation of that will begin shortly. The crew is still doing repairs to steam leaks and addressing hot water issues, the radiator issue. There are three buildings that have significant steam leaks. They're buildings 26, 27, and 35. our crews are on site yesterday and today. They were on site yesterday and will be on site if they're not there already this morning to resolve these steam leak problems in those respective buildings. But you got to remember that these steam leaks are going to occur on and off in perpetuity. I mean, the steam pipes servicing these radiators have been in the ground for over 80 years. They've got joints that are deteriorated. They pop up once in a while. You'll have a geyser of steam in the lawn. We then have to dig down, find the break, fix it, and move on to the next one. And this happens continually. And it apparently it happened for years. But now you're dealing with an 80-year-old steam pipe underground.
Right.
So it's going. But at least most, if not all, of the people are getting heat and hot water at this point. And the ones that are having these problems that I referenced are, I've got HVAC people and maintenance people on site fixing whatever needs to be fixed in order to provide ongoing heat and hot water. I mean, it's a significant change.
Huge change. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. A day and night, Attorney Knott. And again, Attorney Knott is the receiver in charge of Success Village. That was ordered by a judge back in late September. And almost two months later. Sorry, my math has never been great. The amount of change that we have seen, I know I'm hearing from a lot of Success Village residents. They are so encouraged, especially because we are going to go into the winter months before you know it.
Well, yeah, somebody's doing something about it.
Right.
You know?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, Attorney Knott, we are going to take a quick break, but really fast, only because I can never keep track of, you know, which boiler is which and all of that. So you've got the two that were decommissioned. They're back on. That's 4 and 5. You've got one permanent boiler that showed up yesterday, another one that's on the way to next week. What about, weren't there two temporary boilers also on property? Are those still there? Are they staying?
Yeah. Yeah, they're still here. One provides hot water, and one provides heat supplemental to the two old boilers that are operational. So between the 4 and 5, and one of the two temporary boilers, heat is being provided. The other temporary boiler is providing hot water. Both of those temporary boilers are going to be replaced by these two new permanent boilers.
Got it.
One of which has already arrived, and the next of which is arriving next week.
Few more minutes with Attorney Barry Knott, the receiver in charge of Success Village, the 924-unit complex sprawled between Bridgeport and Stratford. And we were talking about the property management, the boiler situation, the heat and the hot water. That is one part of Attorney Knott's job. The other part of his job in this receivership, the finances. Have we had a financial audit or any kind of update in discovering if there's any money hidden in any of the many bank accounts anywhere, Attorney Knott? We haven't talked about the money in a while.
Well, I haven't found any money.
You're like, well, me personally, I'm not finding the money. Really? Nothing? Still nothing since that $4,000 and a random $10,000, you know?
No.
Nothing.
No. When I say any money, I'm talking about any serious money. There's probably $10,000 that were in the various bank accounts when I took over, $10,000 to $15,000 max. We found that money, but it's there should be substantial money, which there is not. We have engaged the services of CBIZ CPAs, formerly Markham, to do our forensic audit. I've had meetings with them. The On the Mark people have had a meeting with them. We were able to, through CBIZ personnel, we were able to get access to the former QuickBooks system that the former administration was using. That was a problem because it's in the cloud, and getting access and making copies of the QuickBooks, it was a problem. Because it was located in the cloud, there were access issues that we were able to deal with. So that's in the works. Closings of units are going to be able to take place shortly. We brought Attorney Martelon back, who had handled closings prior to the Byrd administration. He's up to speed on everything. He's been working with the management company. Closings are in the pipeline and will be scheduled to occur shortly. Rental payments are not coming in as well as we had expected them to. As you know, people had been escrowing their rental payments pending delivery of heat and hot water, which has now occurred. All of the residents are now aware that rent should have begun having been received in October. As of October 1, many people who are escrowing funds have sent in their funds, but not all. I suspect that some of the people who
were still dealing with the no heat or hot water, or were skeptical. I don't know.
Well, I have a feeling that people may not have escrowed the money.
You get
and now all of a sudden all this rent is due. But late charges are going to be imposed shortly. And in order to maintain the facility as it's supposed to exist, we need this rent coming in. And
right.
Not all of it is. So we're on that, but it's a problem.
Attorney Knott, are there financial reports being sent out now monthly? I know that was something in the works for On the Mark.
Actually, the first financial report was prepared by On the Mark as of October 31 and was posted to the Success website. So everybody's got their first financial report in a couple of years.
Yeah, I was going to say at least for 2024. My understanding overwhelmingly is residents have not seen a financial report, at least for this year.
They haven't.
Wow.
The financial reports that we've been able to put together are they're not perfect either, because we're missing a lot of information. But the residents are getting what we can put together.
Well, you can give them. And it's saying, hey, you know, it's not saying we've got the perfect look. This is a mess. So I think something is better than nothing. And obviously, as time rolls on, it's going to improve. But we're asking a small team to unravel a mess that is years in the making. So and there's a lack of transparency as well with it. So I think just even seeing, hey, we're acknowledging you haven't seen a financial report, but now you finally are. I think that is better than nothing. And so, Attorney Knott, I really appreciate you always keeping me in the loop, our listeners, and your dedication to Success Village. Thank you so much. And we'll be in touch.
Anytime. Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Attorney Barry Knott here on WICC. And, you know, I'm thinking a week out from Thanksgiving, we just talked in the last hour to our morning show counselor. There's something you could talk about being thankful for this year. I mean, look at what Success Village has had to go through. The 924 units. That's over 2,000 people who have not had the simple pleasures of hot water and heat consistently. Wow. Definitely puts things in perspective.